Canada's birthday approaches, so this week we look back at the celebrations of the past. Parades were very popular ways to celebrate. The city hosted various parades through its downtown streets, including 1937's Dominion Day Parade. It was a big hit, which included a float contest as well as the Ukrainian band from Kirkland Lake. Celebrating the Silver Jubilee for Timmins as well, the parade awarded top prizes to its winners. Winning first prize, Jack Dalton was featured with his horses. They carried two wagons, one filled with prospectors' utensils, pots, pans, small stoves, and picks, to show the crowd what early miners used underground. The other carried men dressed in early pioneer clothing. He also featured a car, depicting Mr. Dalton's first automobile livery in the camp. The ladies' auxiliary climbed aboard a large truck and waved their Union Jack flag in celebration. Second place to Northern Flowers, and third was awarded to St. Mary's Hospital. Winning third prize, St. Mary's Hospital had a float with a scene of two nun sisters tending to a sick boy on a cot. They received special mention as many felt their float was so realistic and artistic. Other attractions included fire trucks, a comic band, many horse-drawn floats, a small house by the Feldman Timber Company, a pipe band, and more. Each week, the Timmins Museum, National Exhibition Center, provides Timmins Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the Timmins Museum has to offer here and read more Remember This columns here.